Now let's lead off with Governor J.B. Pritzker signing off on legalizing recreational cannabis beginning next year. The bill signing in Chicago fulfilled a major campaign promise for the first-term Democrat. Pritzker says it was time the state went in a different direction.
Illinoisans have had enough. They know that what we're doing isn't working. They know that criminalization offers nothing but pain, disruption, and injustice.
Starting January 1st, any Illinois resident 21 or older will be allowed up to an ounce of marijuana. Marijuana will have a tax slapped on it of between 10 and 25%, depending on its level of the active ingredient known as THC. Public smoking is still banned in most places, and medical card holders will be able to grow up to 5 plants at home, so long as they're kept under lock and key and out of public view. State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth is a Peoria Democrat. She says the new law is about making amends to minority communities disproportionately impacted by prohibition.
This is about repairing harm. Harm that's been done to communities for the last 40 years as a part of the failed war on drugs.
Indeed, 25% of the tax revenue generated by recreational cannabis legalization will go toward the R3 grant program, which seeks to address communities most impacted by economic disinvestment, violence, and the war on drugs. Roughly 700,000 criminal convictions linked to cannabis are also eligible for expungement under the new law. Pritzker says he estimates Illinois will have enough marijuana supply by the time legal pot sales begin in January. For the first year, the 21 cultivators currently growing cannabis for medicinal purposes will have the exclusive right to grow for recreation. That includes Revolution Enterprises, which has a cultivation center in Delavan, west of Bloomington Normal. Revolution's Eric Dekoff says the year of exclusivity will help cultivation facilities like his get back on firmer financial footing after sluggish growth during the medicinal cannabis pilot program rollout in 2014.
A lot of cultivation centers and dispensaries that have had the opportunity to start have struggled because of how the program has been slow expanding. So there was a lot of us that have burnt through capital and everything else just to survive.
What's unclear is whether the state's black market will persist as it has in other states. Illinois joins 10 other states and the District of Columbia in allowing recreational use. It's been essentially illegal for the past 80 years, and since 1970 has been federally banned as a narcotic.